For Mark Hampton, framing is in his blood. His parents opened Hampton House Gallery back in 1977, and Mark's been involved in the business in one way or the other ever since. Hampton House Art and Framing in Winston-Salem offers paintings, three-dimensional art, and digital photographic restoration services, but it's the framing that's captured Mark's imagination the most. He's attended several seminars and taken numerous framing courses, and beginning in January, he'll be teaching presentation and care of artwork at Sawtooth School for Visual Art.
For me, I really like to take into consideration the history of the piece, the style of architecture, because framing is directly related to architecture and design trends, but the style of the era the piece would have been executed in. And so we really want to frame that to where it looks kind of true to its roots, so to speak.
Are there instances where you would mix styles or no?
There are. It's funny because I was thinking about that on the ride over here. I was mostly thinking, though, of the instances where people have wanted us to mix styles and it's just gone horribly wrong.
Give me an example of that.
Somebody will come in and they'll have a beautiful old, you know, almost like an old master style painting. And, well, we have a very contemporary space it's going in, so we want a very contemporary frame on it. And, you know, we really are kind of in a gray area there because the customer knows what they want, but we kind of feel like we know what's going to look best on the piece, you know. So we always give the customer what they want, but we really try to churn up the gray area a little bit and sort of lead them to a kind of a happy mixture. But to see a very contemporary treatment on an antique piece, it just kills me sometimes. but you know, and I tell people, I say, you know, I'll tell you what I believe, you know, looks best on this or give you options, but it's not going to hang on my wall. It's going to hang on your wall. I want you to be happy with it.
And then I imagine you've got color concerns as well.
Yeah. The only real negative about the 4-ply rag mats, the only negative is they come in very limited colors. So let's say if you come into our shop and look at the color selections, we may have approximately 100 different colors of archival matting. If you came in just to look at 4-ply rag matting, maybe you're looking at about 25 or 30. And of those 25 or 30, you'll have 15 shades will be anywhere from white to beige gray, you know. So you're kind of like in the boringish colors there, you know. So that's really the negative there. But yeah, color really matters. And it matters because there again, you don't want the matting to overshadow the artwork. You want the matting to kind of be a nice segue from the wall to the frame to the artwork. And for that reason, we choose our colors very wisely. Sometimes you can get really contrasty and make the art pop more by using a very dark mat on a light piece. Sometimes you use a light mat on a light piece because it makes sense visually. The other notion is you want to have a nice, healthy border of matting between the frame and the artwork so it doesn't look like, you know, it's kind of stuffed in there, because sometimes it really can look crowded. So as far as the matting goes, those are kind of the main concerns we look at.
Hampton House Art and Framing's Mark Hampton. In January, Mark will offer his class Presentation and Care of Artwork at Sawtooth School for Visual Art. It begins Saturday, January 11th from 10 to 2, and the second class will meet the following Saturday from 10 to noon at the Sawtooth School in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to registration at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll also find links to Hampton House Art and Framing, now in their new location, 720 Coliseum Drive in Winston-Salem. Join Mark and his family there this Saturday, December 7th, for their holiday open house from 10 to 5. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.